Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, I want to open the show thanking the good Lord for the brain that he put inside of my cranium. Wow. I got to share this story. So I got called in by a friend of mine who has a company, and they're struggling with marketing. And I don't have a degree in marketing, by the way. My degrees are in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I say that because there's a guy that listens to my show now covertly, and he doesn't like when I tell you what my degrees are in. So anyway, going back to my degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, I have very little marketing. I don't have any training in it except School of Hard Knocks, running businesses, etc. But I was a management consultant, and I know what I've watched how marketing has to work in the enterprise, you know, in part as being part of the enterprise. So I've learned a lot. And having been terribly unsuccessful at it in many of my companies, but still managing to succeed, despite that, I tell people with my marketing approach, everything's a nail and I'm a sledgehammer. But we've made it work. And I became a household name to some degree. I mean, I'm no Denzel, but people know me. And I did it brute force. If I'd had somebody that actually knew how to market, who knows what would have happened. But here's what I do know. I know IT. I know tech. I know that sector very well. I know the products, etc. So I go meet with this group who flew in their senior VP of marketing and another VP of marketing. I don't know all their titles. The CEO, the COO, and the CFO. And we're having this meeting about how these guys can turn things around. Now, the marketing guys were under fire because the CEO says, I like this guy. He knows how to market. He knows how to get the attention of things. I want to bring him in and have him share some things with us. And I could tell the minute I walked in that one of the VPs, he was lukewarm. He was media, let's just call him neutral. But the other guy was a little hostile. You could tell he was like, why are we having this? I don't really get it. Now, it wasn't overt, but you knew he was the naysayer. So he goes, well, Kevin, what we did is we prepared a deck for you. It was 69 pages of a PowerPoint for a two-hour meeting. And I said, well, obviously, we're going to be really rifling through these pretty quickly. He goes, well, it's a deck we prepared for a lot of other things, but we put it together, yada, 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 so we get started. And he's in maybe two slides. They're doing the intro slide. They get into the first two actual slides. And I say, let me stop you for a second. And let's start asking questions. I start probing. The way my brother taught me to probe. The way he said, you know, get curious about it. So I was getting some clarity based on what I'd heard from different people about it. And as I was getting clarity, I could see the CEO, who was to my right, but across from me, say at 2 o'clock. I could see him going, that's a very good insight. You know, my questions were making him go, that's a good question. And I could see him jotting things down. But the guy who was to my left, who was, let's call him 9 o'clock, he was the big naysayer, he hadn't written a thing. So 15 minutes, I'm giving some jewels. And this guy, you could see him kind of go, like, but he was keeping his cards close to his chest, as they say in poker. But the CEO is like, you know, he'd make a comment. And the other guy who was across from me, he was practically at 12 o'clock. He was more like, good idea. Still a little bit on the right side of neutral, okay? But not quite there. So 15 minutes goes by, and that's where we are. Now, I'm in my own head going, I've given these guys some pretty good information, but nothing that dazzles them yet. So we go to the few more slides, and we get to a certain area, and I go, okay, let's stop there for a minute. Let's analyze. And we start analyzing. I go, well, okay, what's the, in this particular business sector, what do you got? How many people are in it? He says, about 40,000 is our customer base. Okay, have you captured them? No, we haven't. He goes, it's almost impossible to capture them all. I said, I agree with you. But he goes, but I do have 15,000. I said, okay, have you determined what your sweet spot is? He goes, oh, yes, we know our sweet spot. I said, now, of the 40,000, how many of those do you think are really your clients? He said, 5,000. I said, okay, well, now we've got your 5,000. You've captured 15,000. We need to build a subset of your 15,000 that may overlap with the 5,000 that you seek. So let's, for the sake of this discussion, say there's 2,000 of those. Is that okay? Is that a fair number? He goes, yeah, yeah. I said, okay. So how do we capture them? And at this point now, the guy sitting at 12 o'clock is going, we hadn't thought about that. The CEO is like thinking, well, isn't this obvious? Let me tell you something, folks, in management consulting, it's almost always obvious, but you're too close to it. So the guy goes, you know, that's a very good point. And he goes, now how are we going to go after him? I said, well, here's how, now we get into the nuts and bolts. I said, well, here's what I would suggest you do. You got to do something non-generic, something that's going to do, and I'm going to tell you something, folks, that I thank the good Lord, oh, thank you, Jesus, I dazzle these guys. We sat there another hour and a half. That guy starts writing. This Mr. 9 o'clock. He starts writing. 15 bullet points later, we close this meeting out. It went 30 minutes over time. And I said, guys, are we done? And they go, yeah, we're done. And everybody's all elated. Everybody gets up. 9 o'clock looks over to me and says, you know what, Kevin? He goes, I didn't think this was going to be worth my time to get on a plane and fly here. I didn't. He goes, I got to tell you, one of the best meetings I've ever had. We have some work to do. Thank you for your time. I could have gotten a big hit, but I didn't. All I thought to myself, honest to God, this is what I said to myself. I said, thank you, God, for giving me that kind of ability. Come into a group, they know their business, they know the sectors, they know the market. Kevin, we're in these divisions, we got this working and that working. And in 2 hours and 30 minutes, I blew their minds. They were like, the CEO actually said this, I quote, there was an area where they were weak. They said, do you know somebody? I said, I do. And the guy goes, well, Kevin, we were going to put that out to bid. And the CEO interrupted him and said, if Kevin says he's got the right person, that's who we go with. Now, I tell you this because I left that industry, but I did this as a favor to a friend. But I left that industry, and I'm applying it here. And I'm having discussions with people explaining. 14 years ago, I was a layman in the business of politics. But I'm not a layman anymore. And I'm an experienced management consultant who is telling you how this game works. Please listen.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was at an event, a private fundraiser with one of our congressmen, and I will tell you this. I don't know if this is probably the first you're going to hear about it, but because today is the day that they're going to break all this story about the Bidens. But here's what this particular congressman said out of his own mouth. He was asked about the Bidens and his document and going into the skip and seeing the document. And what he said is this: this document ties everything together about the Biden family and their corruption. And he said, essentially, this will bring the Biden family down. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And it was funny because, you know, you already know that the Bidens are crooked. But he assured us that when this document breaks, it's a big deal. And it makes you understand why Christopher Wray and the FBI don't want to release it. Because this, let me put it this way. The weekend for the Democrats was a very, very bad weekend. They are working strategy like you wouldn't believe. And I would just tell you, as you watch the news cycle, you should really look at what they're trying to do. You know, how are they framing the narrative? Don't look at it for the news itself. Look at it for how they're trying to make you feel about the news. It's pretty enlightening. A great event, by the way. Met a lot of great folks there. And it was funny because we were talking about a lot of issues related to the world. And I got a chance to talk to some of the wealthiest people on the planet. And I said to them, everything that you're seeing is being driven by race politics. And I said, it's funny to me, we could be talking about water rights, or we could be talking about border issues, or we could be talking about transgender or whatever, and I promise you, every last bit of it is being driven by race politics. The playbook is the same across the board. And I went on to tell story after story. A good example, I said, I told you guys that I've been asked to help frame sort of some discussions around pro-life. And I said to them, we've been dealing with the same cyclic issues as conservatives and Republicans, and we're demonized because we want to save babies. And of course, that's considered an affront to a woman's right to choose. And I said, but these people were released criminals who've killed people, who've raped people, who've, you know, been gangsters their entire lives. They will release them on the street to kill and maim, etc. In other words, an innocent baby, I mean, worst case scenario, has the chance to kill its host, its mother. But these other people have killed other people and done all kinds of damage, and they don't care. And I said, now how can we not sell what we want to do to protect the innocent? Go to the extremes and say, okay, this baby could kill the mother. The mother loses her rights. Okay, there you go. But look at what these other people do in comparison. And then, if you really want to take it to the next level, how about you look at the quantity of people that get killed, these innocents that get killed? Look at the number of women who die in childbirth as an example. Then look at the number of people, criminals on the street, that are protected by laws that the left put in place. It's unbelievable that we're having this discussion. These very same people that claim they want to help women, what are they doing to women right now with the transgender movement? And we're going to talk about that with Megyn Kelly. Because Megyn Kelly has finally, you know, woken up to, oh, I shouldn't be using these pronouns. I shouldn't be capitulating to the left. You're exactly right. You shouldn't be doing any of that. You never should have capitulated. So a lot of people are beginning to wake up. The problems that we face, no matter how, whatever you're looking at, I promise you, the way we got there is through a means that you probably don't really realize. In other words, they're playing chess with us. How is it, for example, that Joe Biden could be so protected, but Donald Trump wasn't at all? In fact, he was targeted. Well, here's the way. You demonize Trump. You make him into a pariah. You make him a racist. You make him a xenophobe. I want you to understand the psychology of taking a guy who was an icon. You may not like Trump as a think of him as a businessman right now. You might not like it. You may have never stayed at his hotel, played golf at a resort that he built, or done anything that had Trump's name on it. But you respected him. You went, you know, it's not my style. I think he's pompous, whatever. But you didn't have vitriol against him. When Trump's name came up, it didn't evoke a visceral response. What does it do now? What happens with half of this country when they see his name? It's a trigger. And so much so that you won't even mention that you support him. You won't mention that you like him. You won't mention that you stayed at this hotel, that you use a product, that you golfed at his resort. Most people don't. Now, in our circles, we will. Kevin, I was at Mar-a-Lago the other day, and it's meant for bragging rights, but it's a small percentage of the country, that can do that and say that. The majority of you are afraid to put a Trump bumper sticker, to wear a Trump shirt, I support him, a hat, whatever. And what happened? How does that occur? I mentioned that I was consulting with a friend of mine's company, and I will tell you, I'm looking at how these people build their marketing plans and things like this, and I mentioned that there was a company that put me on the board, and all the rigmarole I had to go through to not stand up for my political ideology, and I finally said, look, you take me as I am. I'm either good for your company or I'm not. If you don't think that I am, don't put me on the board. When we get into this more in part of the discussion, I'm going to show you that people are afraid to speak out against the nonsense. They are afraid to speak out against the obvious. Men going into women's bathrooms raping women. Men going into women's prisons raping women, all because they declare themselves to be women. They're escaping the obvious. Children being mutilated by their parents. Feeding this medical industrial complex that is doing nothing but ruining people to the point where, I agree, parents are no longer the people taking care of their children. They just become Stepford wives of the state. These children are being mutilated, and nobody seems to care. Black people are being completely marginalized. Nobody seems to care. Women in general, I mean, I touched on it, but I'm saying with the whole trans movement are being completely displaced. They won't even know what hit them in a little bit. And the left doesn't care. And we're watching this stuff and people are buying into it. I talked the other day to this group and I was like, who knew what the term cisgender was? Intersectionality, things like this. Why do we buy their lexicon? It's stupid for us to do this. We're leading ourselves into their traps. And that's why I refuse. And has it cost me? Yeah. But ask me, is it a price I'm worth paying? Yeah. Same answer. We got more when we come back. Keep it here, folks.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Amid a long-running conflict over pay, pensions, safety, and more, daily workers did not show up for work today at the largest terminal at the port of Long Beach, California. Experts say it would take about 4 days to create a crippling backlog of containers coming in and out. Searchers now believe they have found the last victims from the partial collapse of an apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Three bodies were pulled from the wreckage today. This on the same day of the first lawsuit. It alleges that the city of Davenport and the building's owners knew of the dangers. One in, one out. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed papers with the Federal Election Commission ahead of his official presidential announcement on Wednesday. But New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he's a no. He posted on Twitter and wrote in the Washington Post he will not seek the nomination. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It is officially Pride Month, where we will be subjected to nonstop celebrations of a group, gays and lesbians, that has had equal rights and political power in the United States for quite some time now. Okay? As author and gay rights activist Bruce Bauer writes in Thursday's New York Post, quote, "We've won equality. Why should gays continue to be singled out, even for the purpose of being celebrated? Being gay is an attribute, not an accomplishment." Nonetheless, American corporations must show the citizenry how progressive they are, and so taste the rainbow. We also have a month of this kind of imagery coming our way, boldly celebrating the TQ portion of the LGBTQ crowd. Look at this. Look at this. A pregnant woman who purports to call herself a man, complete with facial hair, on the cover of Glamour UK. She says giving birth made her very dysphoric. That will happen when you're calling yourself a man by giving birth to a baby, to the point where she demanded a C-section. I, for one, will not be celebrating this dishonesty. In fact, I'm in a very different place when it comes to this entire issue. And that is the subject of today's opening. Why I'm done with preferred pronouns.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. And that was Megyn Kelly. I used to be one of the top guests on her show when she was on Fox. And it was funny because Megyn, during the convention, the presidential election, remember, she got... She really showed her colors and showed that she's a bit of a lefty. And I'd done an interview with her one time where it was kind of surprising. It was about Black Lives Matter, and she was forgiving the organization. And I remember having sort of a tete-a-tete with her, like, you know, and I had to put her in her place, so to speak. And then she did the question to Trump, and then eventually after that, her career torpedoed. She went to NBC. That crashed and burned. Took more money to go to NBC than she did with Fox. That crashed and burned. Then she ended up doing her own thing. And she's reviving her career, which is good. I'm glad. I'm happy for her. I don't think anybody should be... their career should be ended because of something that we don't like. I don't have to agree with her about Trump and the whole womanhood thing. And here's what's funny. Now she's coming to the conclusion that she was wrong. And this is where she is right now with the transgender movement. Megyn Kelly and these women, these feminists, left of center, whatever close to center they are finally waking up. And you know what she's about to admit? She's going to tell you, I was wrong. See, here's the thing about when you deal in truth. When you deal in truth the way I've been trying to deal in truth, at least most of my adult life, is You don't have to take anything back. When Fox said to me, are you going to take back that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks or lose your job? No, I'm not taking it back. You can keep my job. Well, let me tell you, I may not be doing great compared to Fox, but they're not doing so well. Fox is a shell of what it used to be. And as I told you guys when I got fired, I said, Fox is dead man walking. Because when you will fire people for telling the truth, every time Fox reprimanded me, I was always telling the truth. And I said, you can't survive if you won't let people tell the truth. That's where I was with that. And I remain there. That level of communication is necessary if you're going to, because you're going to lose an audience. What people loved about me on Fox, and I'm not making this about me, I'm really not, I'm going to get back to Megyn Kelly, but what they loved is that it was unadulterated, it was commentary based on what their beliefs were. And here's what was interesting, I wasn't catering to them, it was the way I feel, and a majority of people, for the record, not just watching me, even though on the left, the majority of people feel the way we do. Now, the media doesn't want to tell you that. The powers that be don't want to tell you that. But it's a fact. And Megyn Kelly is having the... I mean, I don't know how these people get famous. She's placating. And I'm going to play her clips because I will show you she's placating the left. She's giving in to them and she's going to explain it to you. I won't do it. And I never have. Here's more of that clip.
I'm in a very different place when it comes to this entire issue. And that is the subject of today's opening. Why I'm done with preferred pronouns. I was an early proponent of using preferred pronouns as far back as the early 2000s, of saying she when I knew the truth was he. It seemed harmless and I had no wish to cause offense. Trans people were tortured enough, it seemed to me, by nature of their dysphoria and society's disdain for them in general. So I complied. I went along with it. I didn't see the harm. By 2016, we were debating bills to stop trans access to certain bathrooms, which I covered from the news desk, siding with the trans community. How does it affect our lives as women if here or there a trans person uses a stall in our bathroom? These people aren't bothering anyone. Why wouldn't we accommodate them? I didn't see the harm. In 2018, while at NBC, I hosted shows on trans people, one of which had a segment on trans kids. I led the audience in cheering for them, encouraging them to own who they are. I used approved terms like gender-affirming care for medicinal gender manipulations, cis to refer to natural-born women and men, assigned male at birth instead of born male. I smiled and listened politely as a guest told me, gender is just a social construct. I wanted to be supportive of those who were suffering. I would use this more evolved language. I didn't see the harm. By the time we began the Megyn Kelly Show podcast in September 2020, the warning signs were everywhere. Abigail Schreier had written her beautiful and immensely important book, Irreversible Damage, documenting the social contagion sweeping teenage and adolescent girls, a group that traditionally had very few members claiming gender dysphoria, but was quickly on its way to having more than any other. Teenage girls in Connecticut were losing on the track to males. Runners who had raced as boys the year before then simply declared themselves female and dominated their new competitors. I had the female runners on the show, along with a trans medical physicist who was also a former athlete, to explain the advantages to trans athletes, especially post-puberty. When I slipped and said the trans girls were biological males, this person told me that was offensive. I explained that it was an attempt at clarity, but began to rethink the language policing. Why did I have to deny reality in order to be polite? What I said was true and not offered to offend, but I wanted to be respectful. Was there any harm?
Boy, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, Kevin Jackson Network. I want to pause there for just a bit because as she said, it seemed harmless, right? Everything that they do, it seems harmless. Oh, Kevin, it's just a little bit of help for blacks. It seems harmless. Oh, Kevin, it's just a little bit of a leg up for women. Seems harmless. Oh, look, they're just talking about men. You know, they're the patriarchy and, you know, white men, rich white men, rich conservative white men, whatever. It seems harmless. She says, in 2018, I hosted shows, led the audience in cheering for these kids who were transitioning. They called it gender-affirming care. See, we use their lexicon. I talked to these people the other night, and I said, why do you use the term cisgender? Why do you use the term all these things that they tell us? What's the other one? Intersectionality. Why do we buy into their nonsense? Gender-affirming care. She says, I smiled and listened politely when somebody said that gender was just a, you ready for this, social construct. It sounds very academic, right? It makes you feel stupid when somebody goes, well, you do understand that gender is just a social construct. No, I understand that gender is what it is. And we'll get more into that in just a bit. But then Megyn Kelly goes on to say, the warning bells came on. I started to see the warning signs. Teenage girls losing to males. But what did it? What really woke her up? Was when she used the term, she's trying to be polite. She's trying to shed light on this subject. She's trying to illuminate this to make our side understand the transgender thing. This is about educating us, right? This is about taking the people that don't understand the trans community and saying, I'm gonna shine this light on it. You're going to see it, and you're going to change the way you feel. Because, you know, we all feel very bad. You know, I don't know what your feelings were, but I always thought of trans people as humans. Humans with a problem, but humans. But she was going to teach everybody. And then she used the term that somebody didn't like, and they corrected her. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I want you to understand what it takes to wake people up. This is a woman who considers herself woke. She's placating to the masses, or what she thinks are the masses. She's doing everything she can to make these people understand how enlightened she is. And what she's willing to do to pay for her past sins of not letting people know sooner. How was I not aware of all of this? Thank you for waking me up. Now that I've got this national platform, I'm going to do it for you. And even though the warning signs are all around her, the bells are going off, the whistles are sounding, she didn't do anything. Until they corrected her. They went, what? You know, you can't say that. And she was like, but I wasn't even trying to be offensive. And they go, well, we don't even care. And then the light went on for good. You're right. They don't care. She understood the game. When we come back, we'll explain it more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Connecticut girls sued and went on to lose their case. It's now on appeal. And girl after girl across this country soon faced the same problem. Competing against boys who claimed they were trans was dejecting and often near impossible. They were too strong, too big, too fast, too agile. From wingspan to femur length to lung capacity, heart size, and musculature, they had serious advantages, even with testosterone adjustment, which few competitions required in the first place. American schools, including our own in New York City, began pushing the idea on children that gender is as malleable as a dinner menu order. Our son and his third grade classmates were regularly asked if they were sure they were still boys. Later this and other schools moved away from the terms boys and girls altogether. Now parents pick up their students at day's end, not their sons or daughters. Kids telling teachers they were uncomfortable in their bodies were immediately affirmed as trans, despite the fact that upwards of 90% of kids will grow out of these feelings if only they are allowed to do so. Schools work to facilitate children's transition in the classroom, complete with name and wardrobe changes, while implementing policies to keep it secret from the parents. The children had to be protected from those who loved them most. We pulled our children out, fleeing the woke ideology on gender and race that seemed closer to abuse than academics. We moved to Connecticut in 2021, and that was the year the floodgates really opened. Hardly a day went by over the next 2 years without another story in the news of the trans madness sweeping the nation. Female inmates being raped by male sex offenders who had conveniently declared themselves trans right before heading to prison. Female cyclists losing titles to grown men who declared themselves trans and absconded with the prize money. Professional psychiatric associations adopting gender-confirming care as the only acceptable option for children suffering any hint of gender confusion. A boy in a dress sexually assaulting a girl in a Virginia school bathroom while administrators covered it up. A teenage volleyball player severely injured by a trans player who spiked the ball so hard, the girl suffered permanent damage. Hospitals bragging about how much cash they were making on cross-gender procedures, including on teenagers. Pictures online of young women's gutted forearms, where flesh was harvested to build a grotesque, phony phallus that no one would ever mistake for an actual male sex organ. High schoolers celebrating top surgery, in which their breasts were amputated before their 16th birthday, forever eliminating their ability to breastfeed. Kids pumped full of puberty blockers and then cross-sex hormones rendered sterile and incapable of ever reaching sexual climax, all while their parents and doctors maintained this was all by informed consent. One by one, we met the detransitioners, those brave enough to admit their gender changes had been a mistake. Kids who were just unhappy, anxious, or perhaps on the autism spectrum had been rushed to transition by a system that seemed more about a political agenda than about addressing the patient's mental health. These voices were promptly ignored or shamed by the very same community that had love-bombed them to begin with, earlier touting surgery, hormones, and the trans lifestyle as a kind of panacea.
Wow. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Megyn Kelly. Pretty good description of what's going on, right? Talking about women who have to compete with people who are too strong, too big, too fast, too agile, wingspans that are obviously bigger for men, femur length, lung capacity, heart size, and musculature. See, that's what you get when you're a man. That's the way nature made us. Bigger, stronger, faster. And there's plenty of evidence. Silverback gorillas, male lions. I could go on. Outside of hyenas, it's all throughout nature. The male is going to dominate physically. But you know what the woman dominates in? In sensuality, in emotional quotient, I guess is the best way to put it for me. They dominate in areas where men don't. And that is their dominance. And by the way, it is the bigger dominance. Physical doesn't mean anything. Watch these shows and look at the leader. Napoleon as an example. Little bitty dude. Why would anyone follow this short little guy into battle? It wasn't his physical dominance. Look at these drug lords. Lord knows I've been watching enough of the narcos. These are little guys that figured out how to gain an advantage. If you're smart, if you have a smart relationship, I will guarantee you, your woman is smarter than you are. And I'll almost make you another bet that she's not physically as good as you are. I'll give you my wife, Melissa. Melissa, you're not going to look at Melissa and think she can outrun me or outlift me or whatever. She's strong. I mean, she packs a punch. Not that I've ever been on a receiving end, but I'm just saying she's not a little, she's not to be pushed around. No question about it. But let me tell you what she is more than that. One of the smartest people I know. You give that woman a task and it gets done. She knows what she's doing. And there's a part of her that just says, I'm going to get it done. And I don't want to describe it as ruthless, but she's like, if I got a task, it's getting done. End of story. And she's not going to pat your little bum bun when she's getting it done. If she doesn't like the way you're doing, she's just going to do it. And I'm fortunate to have somebody like that. But I have a longer femur length. I can run a further distance. I can lift heavier weights. Okay, what does that make me? I'm a pretty good protector, but it doesn't make me the person running the show. Anyway, Megyn Kelly goes on, kids affirmed as trans just because they, you know, Matt Walsh is a great example of this. What is a woman, I think, is his thing. And he examines this in a way that probably is one of the most creative ways ever. But he talks about it. You know, if my son plays with a doll, it doesn't mean he wants to be a girl. Let me pivot back here. So Megyn Kelly then goes into talking about Leah Thomas. But she does something very interesting here where she describes the development of a woman. And this is on these swimmers that were losing to a 6'4" guy that was an obvious guy who still had his entire package intact. And this is what I think is one of the more poignant areas of her discussion on this topic.
A few of the co-eds spoke anonymously in the press, revealing their distress over these events, but saying they feared losing future employment if they failed to keep their mouths shut. Riley Gaines stayed silent, too, at first. Gaines, who, like all female swimmers, had a lifetime of training as a girl. The swims when your breasts are developing and changing the way your arms and torso move. Your hips are expanding and affecting your balance and speed. Your first period is coming, but you don't know when, and you worry about an embarrassing moment in the pool. The moments when you're so bloated you look and feel 10 pounds heavier in your lower abdomen and dealing with menstrual cramps that no medication can assuage. But you dive in anyway and give it a go. Gaines undoubtedly had all of those moments. While the 6'1" Leah Thomas, who 1 year earlier was swimming as Will, had none, having lived his 20 years as a man. Now that man was a woman's team champion, regularly in the press, bragging about how much it meant to him to crush his female competitors.
So those are things that men are never going to feel, no matter what. You can pretend to be a woman, but you're not going to have any sensations of what Megyn Kelly just described. And it's an affront to real women. But I want to let you hear the last part of what she says, because I think that's the part that is the most important.
It is beyond time to stand up to the trans lobby that means to deprive women of their spaces and rights. To the men who pose as trans women to gain access to places like sorority houses, only to exploit the women who'd been strong-armed into welcoming them. To the men who grow their hair long, throw on a dress, pop on their TikTok filter, and then threaten to kill us if we object to them coming into our private spaces. To the mutilation of our children by money-driven doctors, and the rape of our imprisoned sisters, and the theft of our medals and opportunities to win. How can we stand up to any of this if we are complicit? How can we fight for facts if we participate in this fiction that a man can become a woman, that transitioning is possible?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.